Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I talk about the Wall Street Journal a lot. I pay $39 a month for that thing.
Jeez.
I feel like I get my money's worth, but here again, I'm talking about another article that was in the Wall Street Journal about, well, it has reference to Missouri. Here's how it started. Teacher recruitment has a racial discrimination problem. On September 16th, the U.S. Department of Justice sued the Rhode Island Education Department and the Providence Public School District over a debt relief program that allegedly used more than $3 million to forgive student loan debt for teachers of color. Many schools consider race when awarding scholarships and debt relief under the Grow Your Own Teacher initiatives. And with us this afternoon to expand on this, because in that piece in the Wall Street Journal, Neetu Arnold, who's with us this afternoon from the Manhattan Institute, mentions a lot about what's happening in our state with discriminatory scholarships. Neetu, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
I'm doing really well, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but obviously you see stuff like this and you kind of wonder what's going on out there in the world of
right.
DEI, where there's kind of a backdoor into some of this stuff. So what did you find out about this Grow Your Own program and kind of how it relates here to Missouri and maybe some other states out there as well?
Right. So Grow Your Own programs, it's a teacher recruiting initiative, and it's sold as a way.
Whoop, we lost her.
Well, I certainly agree that we need...
We lost her just for a second. That seems to be happening a lot, but go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, just as I said earlier, Grow Your Own Teacher Programs, it's a teacher recruitment initiative, and it's sold as a way to address teacher shortages in schools. And I agree that we need more quality teachers in classrooms, but the problem is when programs start discriminating by race. And what I found with these Grow Your Own programs is that some states and some schools are using it as a way to offer scholarships and student loan relief by considering race. And that is definitely happening in Missouri. I found, for example, Liberty Public Schools near the Kansas City area has a discriminatory scholarship program where it's only restricted to high school seniors of color. So this is definitely prevalent in Missouri, and I'm really glad I get to talk about it here.
So what is there, you know, we've gone through this process even with a couple of our former attorneys general in Missouri, Eric Schmidt and Andrew Bailey, who are both off in Washington right now. But some of the focus from them has been on some of the, you know, discriminatory practices in DEI. Is this something that just sort of slips through a little bit without people noticing unless someone like you kind of digs around? Or is there anything, because what you're saying here is in Missouri in particular, you have districts that talk about race in their application materials that had a far higher approval rate in this Grow Your Own program. And is that basically what's happening? They're trying to siphon people out. Now, you also mentioned, Neetu, that people, and there's indication out there, some of the science shows that minority students perform better when taught by teachers of the same race. So is that what they're going for, I suppose?
Yeah, so, I mean, to answer your first question, it is very prevalent, and I actually had to dig through public records requests to find this information. I asked for application materials and how schools are answering the questions. And that's where I found out that many of them are trying to close demographic gaps between teachers and students. And I think one of the reasons it feels like you have to investigate and look into these programs, it's just very vast. And there are so many different programs, and it can be difficult to keep track of. And so that's why I think it's necessary to investigate these programs. To address your second point, so there are some studies that teachers and proponents like to like to bring up to justify these programs. The studies apparently show that matching same-race teachers to students means that those minority students perform better in schools. Now, I want to say one thing. First of all, those gains are super small, and they don't justify undermining anti-discrimination law. But I think it's also important that we make clear that the research is looking at matching same-race teachers at a school to the students that are already at the school. It doesn't mention anything about hiring practices, and that's what we're seeing in practice, that states and schools, they are encouraging race-based hiring and recruitment.
So there is another interesting kind of flip side to the story here, and you reference it in your piece in the Wall Street Journal. I've seen another couple of reports on this, but and I don't know what you make of this, but there is an indication that in the aftermath of COVID, where you know we already had problems with math and reading scores in this country, they got worse out of COVID. But there's an indication that some of the southern states, like Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, are improving reading outcomes because they have a bit of a different approach. You got away from phonics, now there's a little bit more focus on that. What do you know about that research, and does it kind of hold up that these states are making bigger advances to some of the other states in the Northwest or the Northeast?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right. So we're seeing states like Mississippi surge in reading scores. They used to be in last place just 10 years ago. And today they are leading the country in gains. And I think that's something we should celebrate, but it's also an opportunity to learn from states like Mississippi. And what they did was they followed the evidence on the best reading practices. They didn't shy away from phonics. They also have support systems in place, and they even had a third grade reading retention law. They're holding back students who are in third grade.
That's interesting,
who can't
isn't
read
it?
At grade level.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, that's controversial.
It is. Right. Because parents don't want, I get it. You know, as a parent, I joke with my daughter all the time. She's in fifth grade. I'm like, I don't know if you're going to make it to sixth grade. But, you know, they don't want the stigma with their kids. But in some cases, it's showing that this, you have to. I just talked to someone today who's doing some substitute work in a local school district, fifth grade. And there were several kids in this class who could not read. There was one kid who's from the Middle East who didn't even speak English.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, you have those challenges as well. But it's amazing to me because we see, you know this, you see stories that they're kids that get through high school and they graduate and they can't read.
I wish we didn't see it as a bad thing to hold back students. I think everyone learns at a different pace, and I think it's a lot more important that students are able to read and they have their basic facts down rather than trying to push them to the next level. And so it should be seen as an investment of time rather than as some negative intervention.
Right. No, I agree with that. And then one of the other things that you reference in the piece is how, you know, I have a son who's a teacher in Chicago, South Side of Chicago, mainly black school. He's one of the only white teachers in the building. And it's tough. I mean, he was in Columbia, Missouri before that. And it was even tough in you know, Columbia, which is not as big a city. And they don't have as many challenges racially, socioeconomically and otherwise. But look, you know, I'm hoping, because he's shown some wear and tear, and this is only his third year of teaching, but you have these teachers that are retiring. Who can blame them, given the nature of where we are right now? There's a lot of stress out there. You mentioned California banned suspensions for, quote, willful defiance. So you have kids that are getting into trouble, for example, in California. The teachers clearly probably would want some discipline, and they're kind of hamstrung, and they can't even dispose of that, you know, discipline because of the rules they have out there. So you can understand why there's more teacher burnout.
Exactly. And I think if we're going to address teacher turnover rather than resorting to racial discrimination, I think we should be addressing the root problems. And you're exactly right to bring up school discipline. Schools and states are stripping students or they're stripping teachers of their ability to manage classrooms, to discipline students effectively. And that's why we're seeing teachers leave. So I think we should focus on making sure teachers have the right tools to manage students manage student behavior and keep classrooms safe.
Absolutely. Nidu Arnold, thank you so much for coming on here with us this afternoon in St. Louis. Very appreciated.
Thank you.
All right, take care. You know, Sue, the reading thing is interesting from my perspective. And my daughter, like, we just got, I can't even remember, sometimes it's the STAR testing, sometimes it's the MAP testing. I have no idea. I know that she doesn't do well with, I think she's doing a little bit better, but she gets all freaked out with testing. And for a couple of years,
some kids do.
Yeah, I know. Well, like, we would see her scores and be like, wait, what? Like, maybe she should have been held back. I mean, we didn't really think
right.
that. But then they gave her the ability, and I don't think they're doing this anymore, but she was able to take the test by herself, not in the classroom, and she did tremendously better. But on the reading front, you know, I when I was a kid, now, you know, memory doesn't always serve you exactly right, but when I was a kid, and I'm talking about maybe just starting when I was 10, 11, 12, I was reading a lot, and I loved reading. I loved reading, you know, fiction. I remember when I was very young, and I know this because it was in the mid-70s when it came out. We just talked about the Jaws anniversary. I read Jaws and The Deep, Peter Benchley's
books. That's impressive.
Before I was 13 years old. Those are kind of adult-themed books.
What happened to you?
Well, that's a very good question. I went through, you know, college, and maybe in the immediate aftermath of college, I was still reading. But the excuse that I use is that I'm always reading. Like, but I'm not reading fit. In other words, I'm reading everything throughout the day to get ready for the show. But
right.
that's a lame excuse. I mean, I wish I was talking with Steve Butts about this when we headed up to the Mizzou game. State Rep Steve Butts, who I think might be here on the panel on Friday. But he tries to read a book a week. I mean, that's some amazing discipline there. But the point I was going to make with my daughter is, and this is a bit of a concern, she can read. She is at an advanced level of reading. But a lot of the books that she wants to read or will spend time reading are these graphic novels. Now, we didn't have those like when we grew up, right?
We had comics, but that's
not the
same.
Yeah, but not in school. Did you get those? Because
oh, no.
These are picture books, basically, and there's no doubt that there's dialogue. But I understand using those as a way to kind of draw kids in and make them interested.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm going to have to keep track of this. Now that she's in fifth grade, I'll be very curious to see how this moves forward with reading assignments and books and the tone of the books and the level of maturity that might be needed for some of those books. So I don't know. But it concerns me just because on a national scale, if all these kids are learning to read and they're learning to read with picture books, they're not really learning to read,
no,
are they?
No.
Yeah, part of my concern there.
It's not the
exactly.
same.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.